Hello and welcome to the I Can Do podcast with Benjamin Lee. We're here to talk about tips and strategies to have an I Can Do mindset. Life is what you put into it. Get the most you can. Here's your host, Benjamin Lee.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of I Can Do. I am Benjamin Lee. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I want to begin talking about a subject called living intentionally. Living intentionally. This is something that's been on my mind, I guess, the last couple of years. If you go to my website, benjaminlee.blog, you will find a presentation that I did on a platform for balancing the Christian life. And it was called Living Intentionally. This past Saturday, I was able to speak to a number of men in Houston at a local congregation there, the Woodlands Church of Christ there. And that was my subject. We talked about living intentionally. You can find that discussion on their YouTube channel and also on my website, benjaminlee.blog. I want to share with you some thoughts that I shared there as well. And recently I did an interview a couple of weeks ago with Chris Emerson on his podcast, Excel Still More. And when that is released, you'll be hearing more of me talking about this idea of living intentionally. One of my coaches, we started talking about this last year, really when we have what's called a mastermind session where we just kind of talk about different things. I will coach her, she will coach me. And one of the things that we started talking about was this idea of living intentionally. I want to share a story with you that really got my attention even more. It happened a couple of months ago. We live here in North Texas. In Frisco, there's a really awesome store. It's called Scheels, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. S-C-H-E-E-L-S. Fantastic store. Any and everything you need with respect to athletic gear, sports gear, hunting, fishing, whatever it may be. You could spend thousands of dollars there and an entire day and probably still go back for more. Full disclosure, not getting any proceeds for talking about Scheels either, all right? So my wife and I, we took our son there to get some new shoes. We were talking, or I was talking to the young man who was helping us. Really nice young man, pretty built, looks like he's in great shape. Somehow we started talking about college and where we went to school. He went to school at the University of Illinois. He went to school at the University of Iowa, and I went to school at the University of Illinois. And one of the things that stood out to me was he mentioned something to the effect of he didn't really expect to be working at this place even after he's graduated, where a number of years had already passed. Essentially, he was saying, I don't really know how I ended up here. That caught my attention. Sometimes in life, we may have that same kind of thought. How did I end up here? Have you ever thought like that before? How did I end up here? Maybe when you step on the scale at the beginning of the year or the end of the year after the holidays, how did I end up here? That happened to me in the beginning of 2023 in January when I couldn't get my suit pants to button up that Sunday morning. I got on the scale. Well, I had gained 17 pounds. How did I end up there? How do we end up in places maybe like where we find out that, you know what, our marriage is not really as strong as it should be? Or our children really don't want to spend a lot of time with us anymore. How do we get to places like that? Or maybe committing a sin that we thought we would never commit. How do we end up in places like that? I think about King David in the Old Testament in 2 Samuel chapter 12 and 13, when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. How did he end up there? You know, all of us are going to have these kinds of moments where we really have to start thinking more about living a intentional life, living intentionally. Success does not happen by accident. Think about that. Success does not happen by accident. Getting to heaven one day will not happen by accident. Heaven is the destination that we want to go to. It's a destination where our minds have to be focused toward if we're ever going to get there. By the grace of God, through obedience of the gospel, by walking faithfully with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What does intentional mean? It means on purpose, having a plan, deliberate in nature. The opposite of intentional would be passive, haphazard, chaos, disorder, chance, kind of just going with the flow. Dave Ramsey, he talks about millionaires. Most millionaires are not born with that kind of money, but they become millionaires. They become millionaires through hard work, being deliberate, living intentional lives. A man by the name of John Gotthard, he has been known as the real world Indiana Jones. When he was 15 years old, he wrote down, I think, 125 goals sitting at his dinner table of what he wanted to accomplish. Goals like climbing mountains, rivers, traveling the world, running fast. And he accomplished at least 109 of them, if not more. Living intentional. Think about this subject of living intentional. And I want to begin by talking about Jesus. And we'll start and stop with him for today, for this episode. When you think about his life, Jesus lived an intentional life. We know in Mark chapter 10, verse number 45, he came not to serve or not to be served, but to serve and to seek and to save the lost, to be a ransom for us. That was intentional, coming to earth, tabernacling with men. He lived an intentional life. In Mark chapter 1 and verse number 35, we see that it was Jesus who would wake up early in the morning and go to a place of solitude to pray. He was intentional with his time, with his purpose, with respect to worshiping God. One of his customs in Luke chapter 4 and verses 16 and 17 was to go to the synagogue. Each week he was intentional, worshiping God, reading scriptures in the synagogue. In Luke chapter 5 and verse number 16, he would often slip away and go to the wilderness to pray. That was even after the crowds were after him. Why? Well, he was living an intentional life. You see, everything that Jesus did, he was intentional about it. He would complete the work of his Father, according to John chapter 17 and verse number 4. On the cross in John 19 and verse number 30, he said, "It is finished." But even before that, before he actually died on the cross, in Luke chapter 9 and verse number 51, the Bible says that he set his face toward Jerusalem. He set his face toward Jerusalem. He was determined. He was resolute. His mind was focused. That is living intentionally. The New Testament tells us a lot about this idea of living intentionally. As Christians, this is something that should be a part of our DNA when you really think about it. Think about the fact that the Lord is going to return one day. Well, we need to be intentional in how we live as we anxiously await his second coming. Think about what Paul said, "Set your mind on things above, not on things below," according to Colossians chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2. To set, to be intent, that requires intentionality, to see this is where my focus is going to be. In Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6, 7, and 8, you know, when Paul speaks about being anxious for nothing, but going to God and praying with supplication and with thanksgiving in our hearts and thinking on things that are good and true and right. He says, dwell on these things. You see, that requires us being intentional to dwell, to ponder, to think, to meditate, to have a spirit of gratitude. Dwell on these things. This idea of living intentional, it changes everything. It changes how we view life. It changes how we look at our responsibilities. We see it all throughout the Word of God. Jesus, with respect to his apostles, after he ascended back into heaven in Acts chapter 6, there was a problem that arose in the Jerusalem church. Some widows had been neglected. Well, the apostles, they said, listen, we can't neglect what we are currently doing. When you read Acts chapter 6, it's the apostles that are focused on the work that's been given to them. And the work that's been given to them is the Word of God. And they said in verse number 4, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. Now think about that. That is being intentional. It didn't mean that they did not love these women. It did not mean that they were not concerned about these women. They were. And they were concerned about prayer and the ministry of the Word. They were already ministers. They were already serving. So someone else needed to serve these women so that they could focus on their work. This is a game changer as we think about living intentionally. So I want to conclude for right now and ask you a question. Are you living intentionally? Let's just think about this from a faith standpoint. Jesus gives us a template of how to live intentionally. He had a morning routine. He'd go out to pray. Well, are we doing that with our morning hours? Are we living intentionally? He had a routine throughout the day to handle what was happening, to make sure that he was focused on priority number one, his Heavenly Father and his will. Are we being intentional to slip away to pray, to slip away to have some quiet time, to slip away to meditate on the Word of God, to read the Word of God? For us today, slipping away could simply just mean turning off the podcast for a few minutes, turning off our cell phones, logging out of social media, turning the TV off at night. Do we know the work that we're supposed to be doing for God? That requires us being intentional, right? Live an intentional life. When we do, it changes everything. In fact, even in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That is being intentional. A person once said, everybody ends up somewhere in life. A few people end up somewhere on purpose. That's a great thought for us to think about. Let's be intentional in all that we do. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. If you are in the need or are looking for more motivation in your life, feel free to check out my website, benjaminlee.blog, where you can find hundreds of encouraging, motivational blog posts on a variety of subjects. You can find all of my books, which can also be found on amazon.com, and other podcast interviews with a variety of people. I hope this helps. Please leave me a rating and a review. I can do, and so can you. Take care, and God bless.